Greetings, readers. Welcome to the September edition of Library News. September brings us the start of the fall season, football, and some of us back to school. And September also includes the start of Banned Books Week. This year, it is September 26th through October 2nd. It is an annual event celebrating the freedom to read and spotlights current and historical attempts to censor books in libraries and schools. It brings together the entire book community, librarians, booksellers, publishers, journalists, teachers, and readers of all types. In shared support of the freedom to seek and to express ideas, even those some consider unorthodox or unpopular. Every year, the Office for Intellectual Freedom, a part of the American Library Association, compiles a list of the 10 most challenged books of the previous year. The ALA Office for Intellectual Freedom tracked 156 challenges to library, school, and university materials and services in 2020. Of the 273 books that were targeted, here are the most challenged, along with the reasons cited for censoring the books. George by Alex Gino, DB82273. It was challenged, banned, and restricted for LGBTQIA+ content, conflicting with the religious viewpoint and not reflecting the values of our community. Stamped, Racism, Anti-Racism, and You by Ibram X. Kendi and Jason Reynolds, DB98926 and BR23132. It was banned and challenged because of the author's public statements and because of claims that the book contains selective storytelling incidents and does not encompass racism against all people.
All American Boys by Jason Reynolds and Brendan Kiley, DB83370. It was banned and challenged for profanity, drug use, and alcoholism, and because it was thought to promote anti-police views, contain divisive topics, and be too much of a sensitive matter right now. Speak by Lori Halsey Anderson, DB49958, and BRN27713. It was banned, challenged, and restricted because it was thought to contain a political viewpoint and it was claimed to be biased against male students and for the novel's inclusion of rape and profanity. The Absolutely True Diary of a Part-Time Indian by Sherman Alex, DB65403, and BRN21549. It was banned and challenged for profanity, sexual references, and allegations of sexual misconduct by the author. Something Happened in Our Town, a child story about racial injustice by Marianne Solano, Marietta Collins, and Anne Hazard, illustrated by Jennifer Savoy, DB100015. It was challenged for divisive language and because it was thought to promote anti-police views.
To Kill a Mockingbird by Harper Lee, DB77672, BR12850, and LT10965. It was banned and challenged for racial slurs and their negative effect on students, featuring a white savior character and its perception of the black experience. Of Mice and Men by John Steinbeck, DB48515. BRN19107, and LT4820. It was banned and challenged for racial slurs and racist stereotypes and their negative effect on students. The Bluest Eye by Toni Morrison, DB49914, BR12618, and LT5895. It was banned and challenged because it was considered sexually explicit and depicts child sexual abuse. The Hate U Give by Angie Thomas, DB101117, BR21874, and YALTTHO. It was challenged for profanity, and it was thought to promote an anti-police message.
September is also Library Card Sign-Up Month. If you know of an individual who would benefit from our library services, send them our way. We would be happy to send them an application and or provide them with more information about the Iowa Library for the Blind and Print Disabled. More information about the library, our programs, and our online application can be found at iowalibrary.blog.
The library summer programming for youth and teens ended last month. We think it was a big success. Denise Bean, our youth services librarian, had a fun-filled summer Zooming with kids all over the state reading stories, doing crafts, and cooking. The library staff also had a great time getting to know the teens who were part of this summer's LEAP program while doing STEM activities throughout the summer. A big thank you to Ellie, Ashley, and Shelby, summer interns and externs who were a big help this summer in the library.
The library received 3 new STEM scale-ups from the Governor's STEM Hub for the next year. We will be receiving Storytime STEM Activity Packs, VEX IQ Challenge, which involves robotics, and aquaponics. We are very excited about the aquaponics scale-up. We are actually awarded 2 aquaponics systems that will be set up in the youth library. It's called aquaponics because the system was created in Iowa at Wartburg. The systems will provide hands-on learning and consist of 2 40-gallon tank systems that will contain bluegill and koi fish. The systems will also contain plant beds to grow produce. It will allow youth and everyone to engage with living organisms and gain an understanding of the process of food production. We will be installing and also creating tactiles and accessible pieces for the systems that we can use in our library and also share with school districts that are installing the systems in their classrooms. We will also be partnering with the department's 4PLUS program, YATP, to assist with the daily maintenance and activities, giving them hands-on experience as well as the orientation center in use of the produce grown using the system. We are very excited about this new program.
And Makerspace Mondays is returning this month. Get your creative juices flowing and join your friends at the library for an incredible night of relaxing pottery mastery. You will learn how to sculpt your very own clay pottery into works of art. Discover how to make designer mini pots, plant vases, owls, snake pots, and whatever else you can dream up in just one night. This is a program for all ages and will be held Monday, September 13th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. here at the library. There is an online registration that needs to be completed. You can find the link on our blog at iowalibrary.blog. If you are not able to make it to our pottery workshop in person, we can mail you an activity kit and email you a video link for you to do at home. Just complete the online registration form and choose Mail Activity Kit and Video Link. We would like to give a special thanks to Pam Hyde from The Block, who has generously agreed to give our pottery treasures a firing glaze. Please contact Denise Bean if you have any questions regarding this program at denise.bean@blind.state.ia.us or 515-452-1338.
Don't forget about IDB Read Western on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 10 to 11 a.m. Call the library to get the conference call number or listen to Library Chat, the library's podcast. In August, we talked about beach or vacation reads. Please don't hesitate to contact the library with any questions or comments at 515-281-1323 or by email at library@blind.state.ia.us. The library is open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Happy reading!